Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about general practice. That's a bit of an obvious one, this. And truth be told, the reason I am talking about general practice is because, frankly, it's under threat. And the second reason is that I'm tired this week, and I wanted to rattle something off the cuff that I could talk about without too much thought, because it's what I do day in, day out. And this ties into one of my big passions, which is generalism. And some of you will know that I did a TEDx talk quite a while ago now, getting on for nearly 10 years, on generalism. And again, at that time, general practice was under threat, and I was fed up with people not understanding what generalism is. Now, there's a number of reasons for this, and if you look at the way the world is going, everything is becoming more and more specialist, and people's expectations of any industry, you know, whether it's medicine or manufacturing or food or whatever it is, the expectations get higher and higher, and the push towards specialist products or services is huge. So if you just think about the food industry, for example, you know, wind the clock back 30, 40 years and you look at menus in cafes and restaurants, and there'd be a very limited choice, really. Now it's almost paralyzing in terms of the choice that we have, and also because of the rise in things like allergies, there are lots of exceptions. So special meals, for example, on airlines or in restaurants in terms of allergy menus. But the same goes for people's expectations in health, and people expect their first port of call, which is often a GP, to know more and more and more, frankly, about less and less. Now, I'm not going to go on about the history of general practice, because that you can find online, and I'll post some show notes, some links to it. But the essence of good general practice, if you are someone who has had a family doctor, in inverted commas, it's quite an old-fashioned term, that, but or a GP, which in most countries still means the same thing, then you may have had a relationship with someone over many years in terms of that doctor-patient relationship. Now, in the UK, there aren't enough GPs. And so something is happening in terms of our workforce. And it means there's a cast of other characters that now work in primary care, which is great because it means you have physiotherapists, health coaches, social prescribers, paramedics, pharmacists. I mean, it's a really, really broad spectrum of people. But we all have different skills. And so a GP is a GP. And, you know, that is what we do. And these other disciplines, like physiotherapists and pharmacists and all the cast I just mentioned, have their own skill sets. So on the one hand, they do what they do really well in primary care. But my question as a patient is, how do you know whether you need to see one of those other practitioners? Now, for something like physiotherapy, it can be quite obvious. You know, if you've got a sprain or something that is musculoskeletal, then a physiotherapist might be your first port of call. And it's the same with mental health. You know, if you're feeling slightly anxious or depressed, you may just decide to see a counsellor or a mental health practitioner. But certainly other specialties, like pharmacy, for example, is seen through some sort of filtering system used in your practice. So you might be triaged, or the pharmacist might be doing medication reviews, for example. And although actually having all those disciplines working together and to hand should be a brilliant thing, and I think it is, sometimes it can be a bit confusing for the patient. And I occasionally think, you know, when it was just, you know, essentially doctors and nurses and healthcare assistants clinically, how did we manage, you know, without having access to a physiotherapist, for example, at the drop of a hat, or pharmacists doing quality work? And the reality was we did it, you know, I'm not saying we did it badly, but we did it because we knew our patients really well. And we had this luxury of continuity. And there is something about trust and seeing the same person that gets lost when you involve other people. It's not about saying that one discipline is better than another. It's just that one aspect of continuity. And there is good evidence that continuity of care works. But when you haven't got enough of one discipline, you can't have continuity all the time. And of course, you don't need it all the time. You know, if it's a one-off thing, then you don't need it. But if you have a long-term condition, for example, or complex medical needs, often it's really useful to see the same person again and again. I've been qualified almost 25 years now as a doctor, and for 20 of those I've been a GP, a bit more than 20 actually, but it's zipped by. And I do think about how the job has changed, and what I've noticed the most is just the complexity and the volume of what we see is now so great. And it's not just a UK thing. If you look across the globe, general practice and, you know, primary care, if you like, your first port of contact is stressful, whether it's in North America or whether it's in Australia or Canada. It's not cushy for anyone. And of course, it depends on whether your system is one that you pay for directly or whether it's free at the point of access. But, you know, I'm a massive proponent and a fan of general practice. I think it's got such enormous value. And the problem is that people that don't understand its value just don't get it. Ultimately, the focus is the person and not the illnesses or diseases. A lot of people get irritated by this and they think, well, you're a doctor, surely it's all about disease and illness and treating it. Well, yes, it is, but the lens is very different. We see the same people over many years presenting with different things. And so your skill set has to be slightly different to the doctor who's sitting in a clinic where they're seeing the same conditions again and again and again in different people.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think there are some special things about GPs that I really want to celebrate. We are experts in people. We are experts in relationships. We are experts in pattern recognition and solving really complex problems. And without blowing our trumpets too much, and of course everyone, you know, makes mistakes, we are really good at making a very hard job look easy. I'm sorry if that sounds arrogant, but I genuinely think if GPs don't stick up for their discipline, then no one else will. And just in case you're wondering why this podcast is called Saving Lives in Slow Motion, it's because that is what we do in general practice. Good general practice is all about the whole person and preventing harm, preventing illness, and being there alongside someone for their health journey. That's what I believe. Now, I'm not a political animal, but I do have friends who are, and I think it's really important to protect the public and patients and my profession. Because I've seen other systems where they don't have access to primary care and the patient just gets the runaround. They go from one specialist to another. There's no one coordinating their care. Often there's no one doing any thinking. These people are going off for loads of tests with no real contextualization. Another great thing that generalists are good at, putting content into context. Now, I'm sorry if I sound a bit sort of cheesed off in this episode, but a lot's going on politically at the moment in terms of general practice and its future. And I wanted to really pin my flag to the mast and say that I am 200%, you know, pro-GP. For the reasons I've said, continuity, context, true care. And maybe I'm old-fashioned, but much of it is stuff that you just cannot learn until you do the job. In a way, it's like an apprenticeship. You know, when I see our trainees come through the practice, that is what it's like. I'm also acutely aware that general practice has lost some amazing doctors to other sectors because it's harder and harder to work as one. I know people think we earn loads of money and work part-time. Believe me, that's not true. Often GPs work 13, 14 hours a day. I remember telling a patient a year ago or so that some evenings I have to read 40 letters. And I asked him, I said, how long do you think it would take you to read 40 letters that all had an action in them? And he couldn't believe it, you know, and often, you know, you start doing that at 7 o'clock at night when the day's finished. And of course, it's not finished. So the workload is huge. And the level of skill is so high in general practice that actually a good GP can make it look easy and do it very quickly. I want to leave you with a thought, not a story this time, because I've got plenty of stories about general practice. But if you listen to the podcast, you will have heard lots of them. And the thought is this. At the moment, we're living in a time in history where we look very much at our own feeds of information. And it's quite possible that, you know, you might live on the same street as someone, but you may have a completely different view of the world because there are so many truths. You know, if your neighbour is, you know, looking at a particular type of news feed and you're looking at something completely different, your views of the world are going to be different. And this kind of bespoke nature of what we all consume makes it very difficult sometimes to be a healthcare provider because people's beliefs in terms of what they read, what they hear, who they speak to are so disparate. And if you imagine a world where specialties and specialising and specialisms are the way that we're going, the direction that we're going, you're going to be left with no one that can see the big picture. And that is what a generalist does. That's what we do in general practice. We can join the dots, we can tie up those loose ends and make sense of something that seems nebulous. I know that sounds a little bit off the wall to some of you, but that is the core of what we do. I was saying to a patient only today on the phone, I listen to stories all day. That's what we do. The focus is slightly different when you're in hospital because you're trying to get to a definitive diagnosis. So often there's a lot of, you know, question asking. But actually, in general practice, it's about you, it's about your story, and it's about us being there with you to help you through your health journey. Okay, end of my soapbox episode. I really just wanted to get that out there. I don't know, I'm in a bit of a funny mood at the moment, and it was important for me to get that out. Do let me know your thoughts about general practice. Do you value it? Have you had good experiences, bad experiences? There are lots of links in the show notes, which I think you'll find interesting. Do let me know your thoughts. And thank you again for listening. It's honestly a real pleasure to read your thoughts and also see the countries that you tune in from, including someone from Iceland, which is great. So thank you again. And until next time, do stay well. Take care. Bye for now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.